attention to call for our attention on this Lord's Day comes to us from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, the story of the 12-year-old Jesus in the temple, and especially these words. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answer. And then later it says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we look at our text assigned for today, we could well say that wisdom is all around us. Solomon, when given the chance to request anything at all from the Lord's hand, asked for wisdom to discern good and evil. Paul tells us that you and I abound in wisdom and knowledge, because Jesus came to die for us and now lives in us. In our gospel lesson, Jesus, a mere 12 years old, we see in the temple. And we are told that he was filled with wisdom and that he astounded the teachers with his understanding as they questioned him. You see, in the scriptures, wisdom is a very important thing. In fact, there are whole sections of the Old Testament scriptures which the Jews simply referred to as wisdom scriptures. Yes, in the scriptures, wisdom was the pursuit and the possession of the people of God. So what of us today? What of us by grace, what of us who by grace are the people of God in the present day? Do you and I value wisdom as the people of God of old valued wisdom? Do we pursue it in order that we might possess it as God has promised? Let me seriously ask you today, if God showed up to you later this day and told you that he could give you anything you wanted, like he gave that choice to Solomon, would wisdom even come to your mind as an option? Or would you be so filled, right, with all those other thoughts of all the other things you could get that you always wanted? If I were to start next week selling lottery tickets for $1 apiece, but the jackpot was a huge vat of wisdom, would I even sell one ticket? How many of us, when asked by someone this last Christmas season, what do you want for Christmas, said wisdom? Or at least asked for something that we thought would help us attain it. Indeed, we are a people that sometimes look right past wisdom. We value information, no doubt. In fact, many people say that we live in the information age. But I'm not sure that translates in desiring true wisdom. Oh yes, we want all the information we can get. So we buy newspapers and magazines. We watch the TV and surf the internet. We read books and we watch videos. All of this to get information. But in all of our search for information, what happens to our pursuit of wisdom? Is wisdom something we value? Is wisdom something we truly want? Well, I suppose first we must define what wisdom really is. You see, information is just stuff to know. But wisdom is much more the ability to know what to do with all that stuff we know. Wisdom is, as Solomon suggested, the ability to be able to discern between good and evil, in order that we might walk in the ways of God. But is that what we really want? Do we truly desire to know in our hearts so deeply what is right and what is wrong that we can do no other? Seems to me all too often we would much rather live in a world of gray, rather than have the high contrast of black and white which only wisdom can give. You see, in a world of gray, it's much easier to justify our actions. or to ignore our sins. Without wisdom, there is just information. I think that's why the fact is that so many people in our day and age flock for spiritual information, but they do it in all the wrong places. They like to get their spiritual information from people who almost absolutely refuse to say anything conclusively at all. They like people that tell them that all religions basically teach the same thing. They like those who tell them that our standards of morality have to change with the times. They like churches that have simply given up on talking about confessing wrong or standing up for right. That's why Oprah's great spiritual guides keep selling all of their books. It's why Christian politicians who speak clearly about their faith and the consequences of that have a very hard time making it into positions of power. That's why the presidents of the United States are known for speaking often about God, but rarely about anything more specific than that. Yes, we like, I think, as people, to live in the gray, with all sorts of information and very little wisdom. For that allows us to justify whatever we want to do. For in this world full of information, we can always find some piece of information that will suggest that what we are doing is right. Yes, we are always able to argue for our own foolish actions. But if I am right that we often don't want anything to do with true wisdom, how does that show up among us as the people here? Well, you and I, if we want wisdom, we should know where to go and find it. We should go where Jesus went. Oh, not to the temple, but to the places in our day and age where the word is taught and explained. If we are to go to the places where the application of God's word to our lives is discussed by his spirit-filled people. And when not gathered together with other Christians, we are to spend our time in our homes in the word, in the midst of our otherwise busy day. So do we? Well, those of us here today could easily just mark down our attendance at church as a yes to this question. But there's a deeper question even underlying our attendance here today. Are we here today because we truly seek wisdom? Are we truly here today because we want to learn things that may change the very way we live every day? Or instead, are we just here to gather some information, or because it's a habit, or because we feel a little obligated? When we come here, are we like that young Jesus in the temple? Do we come here ready to engage the Word of God, to interact with it through questions in our mind and answers given through the Word? And if so, then do we take every opportunity to make sure that we can receive the wisdom that is offered? Do we come to Bible class in order that we might have the chance to ponder what the Scriptures truly say, and in so doing, receive the wisdom of God? Do we go home after worship and study the things that we have heard in order that we might be, it might be said of us what was said of the young Jesus, that we grew daily in wisdom? Seriously, do you and I, the core members of a congregation affiliated with one of the most biblically centered denominations on earth, truly pursue wisdom in order that we might possess it? Do we just want more information, or do we want information that is wisdom? Wisdom that will guide us in everything that we do. To put it another way, do we want to win at Bible trivia, or do we want to excel at biblical living? Do we want to know about Jesus, or do we want to know Jesus and the power of his resurrection in our life? Today, as we watch Jesus in the temple, soaking in all of that wisdom from the teachers, not to mention spilling some back out in their direction, we are called to such an attitude as well. And yet we must admit that sometimes we do not value wisdom as we should. Even though many of us are many beyond the years of Jesus when he was in the temple, we still do not think wisdom is worth our time. When we realize this, that's why it's good that in our reading for today there is more reveal than Jesus' pursuit and possession of wisdom. For when Mary and Joseph finally find Jesus in the temple, he responds by telling them that he was surprised they didn't know where to look. Yes, can you imagine the 12-year-old preteen Jesus looking at Mary and Joseph and saying, "Well, didn't you know I'd be in my dad's house?" And with these simple words spoken from a young adolescent man, we are reminded that that young adolescent man is not merely a man, and he's not merely some sort of star catechism student, but he is the very Son of God. And that's very important to know, especially for those of us who do not always pursue wisdom as we ought. For the one who we see today sitting at the feet of the religious leaders will one day hang upon a tree at their direction. Then they will no longer sit around and be amazed at his understanding, but they will be angered by the true wisdom that he shares everywhere he goes. Wisdom that often conflicted with how they understood the scriptures. Yes, the one who at age 12 dwelled in his father's house will one day commit his spirit to his father when he is no more than 33 years old. But because he did, our misplaced affections can be forgiven this day. Indeed, because he rose 3 days later, we can know that our prayers to receive wisdom and to live in accordance with it will indeed be heard and answered. Yes, the one who is filled with all wisdom is here in this place today to forgive us of our sins and to fill us with the spirit of his wisdom. So today, come and sit at his feet and soak in the forgiveness and wisdom that he spills out from this pulpit and later from his altar. Pursue today wisdom where he has promised you will find it, in his body and in his blood at the Lord's Supper. And then after this day, continue to pursue that wisdom in those places where God has promised to place it every day, in worship, in Bible study, in our devotional times, in our homes. For God has promised if we pursue wisdom, we will possess wisdom. Yes, you and I, leave here today by God's grace, not only as those who know to value wisdom, but as ones who have it by God's grace.